the things we struggle with, bizman hazeh. In Avodas Hashem is that our she'ifas, that which we're yearning for, we look at the matzav of the world and we look at ourselves and we look at ourselves in the mirror and we say to ourselves, could anything really become of something like this? And the emes is that ourselves, the lack of she'ifas which we have for ourselves, is our greatest limitation. There's a lot to be expected from a chelek elokam imah. One of the sugyas, and I say sugyas in Avodas Hashem because it's much more than just what we're going to touch upon now. When we speak about she'ifas, knowing to have proper she'ifas, what to be shoyif for, it's one of the inyanim where if a person hears about it, he already passes himself from such an inyan, is the madrega, I would say, of Ruach HaKodesh. After all, the Gemara says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Pascha Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. It's a little confusing because you hear stories about tzaddikim that they have Ruach HaKodesh. Tzaddikim talk about different madregas of Ruach HaKodesh. The person's first thought right away is, Ruach HaKodesh, not for me. Be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, something of yesteryear, something which only is miyuchad to the tzaddikim. However, Tanit Ve'Elyo says quite clearly that any person, man or woman, whether he's person is sitting and learning in Koilil, or he makes a parnasa, if his actions, his kavanas are l'shem shemayim, he's zeichet Ruach HaKodesh. That's Eliyahu Navi. So we need to reconcile the idea of Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Pascha Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. That which we find and we see with our own eyes, madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. The simple way, of course, is to say that there's madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. But in Pnimius, the very essential nekuda which emerges from this sugya. The Ruach HaKodesh taught us that he was zeichet to his madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh because he made Birchas Hanehen and Mikavana. Besimcha, understand the inyan of Bracha Rishayna. A person can look at the pashtus words of the Arizal, and if he really wants to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, he'll start to take Brachas Rishayna seriously, which wouldn't be a bad thing. The Gemara says a person who wants to be a chassid should be Zahir in Brachos. But of course, like in everything, there's the Chitzonius Advarim and there's the Pnimius Advarim. Shad, of course, is what does it mean to make a bracha b'simcha, to make a bracha b'kavana. So to say that a person closes his eyes and he concentrates on being medactic on every single kamatz and patach in the bracha, and that's called bracha b'kavana b'simcha. And he looks at his watch and he says, I'm going to make this a 2-minute bracha. Is that what the Arizal did? Somebody once asked the Rishoner, so Shalus Maran Arava Kaddish Mirajin Mazois Bechinas Ruach HaKaddish. What does it mean, Ruach HaKaddish? So the Jinner answered as follows. Im Yeshlo Ruach, if a person has a Ruach, Ve'enu Matamo, and he's not Matamiyat, Zehu Ruach HaKaddish. That's a Ruach HaKaddish. What the Rishinu is teaching us is Pshat in the Tanad Velio. And it's already a Pesach to understanding the answer to the steer we asked before. Every single Jew, Atem Kriyim Adam, or created in the image of Adam Arishon, it's created B'Tzelem Elokim. And it says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that he was zeiche to a ruach hakodesh, to a ruach memalala. Every single Jew essentially has a ruach hakodesh, says the Rishiner. That if you have a ruach hakodesh, which you surely have, and you're not metamiyat, then you're a baal ruach hakodesh. What it means to say is that every Jew essentially is a baal ruach hakodesh. And if we're not acting, breathing, functioning Bali Ruach HaKadosh, it's because we're metame that Ruach HaKadosh. Rav Kook has many beautiful pieces about this concept. He says that the etzim tev of a Jew is to be about Ruach HaKadosh, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And if a Jew is not about Ruach HaKadosh, then he's sick. He's spiritually sick. But the Rishiner is teaching us that a Jew doesn't have to reach madrigas of Ruach HaKadosh. If he's careful not to be chayte, not to be metame, that Ruach HaKadosh, then he's essentially about Ruach HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is quoted as saying that nowadays it's easier to become a Baruch HaKadosh than it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And he explains that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when a person is in the palace of the king, so the king is medactic very much on him. He's very medactic on those around him, on the matanas which he's giving out. But when a Jew is in Golus, he's outside of the palace of the king. So the Melech is not medactic so much anymore when the king is in Golus. When his avadim are in Golus, when his banim are in Golus. And what that means, and really this is the Nakuda, is that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Ruach HaKodesh was a madrega. Like the Beis of Pichas Ben Yair, that a person comes from Torah to Zahiris to Zerizas, to Nakius, climbs the Madrigas of Precious, Zeche to Anova, Chassidus, and Zeche to Ruach HaKadosh. That person had to climb the ladder of Madrigas and Avodas Hashem to become a Baal Ruach HaKadosh. That it was a ladder, it was a Sulam of Madrigas. And the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, one of the reasons why there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't satisfied with such a matzav. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants every single Jew to know that he doesn't need to be zeichet to madrigas of Ruach HaKadosh. These are not things that a person should strive for from the outside. And the Toelis which is taking place from Beis HaMikdash to Churban Beis HaMikdash to Binyan Beis HaMikdash to Churban Beis HaMikdash till the present day is that we may not see that we could be zeichet to madrigas mibachutz. But what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants is that we should look within ourselves into our neshamas and to find that already we have all these madrigas we're looking for. That we shouldn't think that we need to go to some paradise and to pluck fruits of madrigas from the outside, but to recognize that a Jew is an essentially part of Hashem. And if he taps into that part of Hashem, he'll see that everything which he's searching for already belongs to the Ribbono Shel'olam, which is inside of him. So forget about becoming a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. The more that a person is Mekadesh himself, and he's not Metameh himself, he'll see that he's essentially a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. So even though the Gemara says, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Paska Madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh, that means the Madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh we no longer have. But Fakert, we have essentially a deeper connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam in Golus, that if a Jew brings out that Chilak HaLakamimah, he'll see that it's very rich. Now the Madrigas that a person had to climb on that Sudam of Madrigas he has inside of himself. In fact, there's a story about the Baal Shem Tov that he once laughed. And the Talmidim said, "What are you laughing for?" He said, "I'm laughing because I see that there's a Jew that he wants so much to become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. The greatest limitation in his Avodas Hashem is that he wants to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh." When we think that we have to, that what we really want, the she'ifas which we want, is that we want to become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. It's a very good she'ifa to have. But if a person sees it as being something we bachutz, as something to laugh about, because of that we say, Mishachar Beit HaMikdash Paska Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. What the Baal Shem Tov was laughing about is that it's a joke, is that you're looking for madrigas of being a Baruch HaKodesh, but essentially you're a Baruch HaKodesh. It's like a person, I had this the other day, I was looking for, I think it was my phone, I was walking around asking my kids, where's my phone? It's in my pocket. The whole time it's in my pocket. It's a joke. When you finally realize it's in your pocket, you laugh. There you are, you're looking for something all over the house. And then it's with you the entire time. That's something to laugh about. The Baal Shem Tov was laughing. You're looking for madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh, where essentially you are. But how do you get to that nekud of Ruach HaKodesh? Not by wanting to become a Ruach HaKodesh, but wanting to reveal the essential self. That I'm a neshama, I'm a piece of Hashem. And then when a person finds that, when he taps into that piece of who he is, then he starts to realize there's so many gifts that come with that. And one of those is being a Baruch HaKodesh. And that's why every single Jew can become one, says Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is the Navi for all generations. He's not just a Navi for the previous generations. He's a Navi Ladaris. And he's giving us a Navu Ladaris. And he's teaching us for all generations that every Ish V'Isha, he says, even an Eved can become a Baruch HaKodesh. If his Kavanas of Hashem Shemayim, what that means is that he knows who he is and he has the proper intention. That he's not striving for Madrigas. He's not serving Amanas the Kabbal Pras. He's not doing it for Schar Adon HaMazah, Schar Adon HaBa, even to become a Baruch HaKodesh, not. But just to believe essentially that he's a piece of Hashem, like the Rishoner says, what's a Ruach HaKodesh? A Ruach which doesn't become Tamei is a Ruach HaKodesh itself. We find by Esther Hamalka, Chazal Mek Adrasha, before she goes into Achashverosh, Batilbash Esther Malchus, that Esther put on her Malchus. Chazal tell us that this Malchus doesn't mean Big Day Malchus, it refers to Ruach HaKodesh. That Esther put on her garments of Ruach HaKodesh to come before the king. That the time and placement of this Ruach HaKodesh that Esther has before she goes into the Melech, that's the moment of a Ruach HaKodesh. You have to understand something about how Esther achieved to be Zeichet to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Please remember that Esther was living post Churban Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, that the Yidden who lived at the Tekufa of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were seeing the matzah of the Jewish people now, Sham Ra'inu, Gam Bachinu, V'Zachreinu, Sian, the Jewish people were broken people. They were coming from a Tekufa where the people were Nevi'im, were walking in the streets. And they had a Beis HaMikdash and an Aron HaKodesh. And they saw the Yoifi and the Messiah's Kol Ha'aretz of Ir Yerushalayim. And very few people believed. And the words of the Baal Shem, and they understood very well the words of the Gemara, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Paska Ruach HaKodesh B'Yisrael. But there were some Jews who lived then who understood the teachings of the Baal Shem, and they believed that although it could be that it was Paska the Madrig Ruach HaKodesh, that it was so Shaykh to achieve Ruach HaKodesh in that time. And Esther was one of them, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. And she believed, in the words of the Rishiner, that if a Jew does everything which he can not to be metame that Ruach Kodesh, that if he's not metame that Ruach, then he's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. She invested every fiber of her being into doing so. That although she was taken to the Beis HaMalchus of Achashverosh, and he did everything in his power to bribe her, to give her every hevel shalayla mazeh, that she should just reveal who she is. And Chazal say that she had to make great lengths of Mesiras Nefesh, not to eat treifas, according to some days in the Gemara. Which is why we eat Zaroinim on Purim, this was the food which she ate. And not to be Mechal Shabbos, she had seven servants, not to be Mechal Kedushas Shabbos. Chazal said that she begged the Ribbono Shel Olam, she should be zeichet to be freed, not to be killed at the hands of Achashverosh now, in the schos that she kept. Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, Chala and Nida. Chazal said that she refused to be boil Achashverosh, and she took, Chazal said in the Zohar, that she took a shida, that she took a shade, a shindalid, and she threw it in place of herself. You know what that means? She must have been, I mean, it means it comes with tremendous mizrus nefesh to be zeichet to things like that. To such great lengths she had to go to, not to be metam, but that ruach kodesh, which she knew she had. And after all that mizrus nefesh in the Beis HaMalchus, day after day, that she believed that she had a ruach kodesh, and she went to great extents and lengths not to be metam with that, but tibash esther ruach malchus, she put on her ruach kodesh. And she refused to believe that just because the Jewish people are left the Beis HaMikdash, that's Paschal Ruach HaKadosh Yisrael. And the same thing is true about Mordechai. It says, Mordechai Yotza Milifnei HaMelech Bilavush Malchus. And although Chazal don't say it, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim does. Bilavush Malchus means that Mordechai put on his Ruach HaKadosh. And what that means is that he wasn't bought into the whole facade of what it means. That this, as he was parading around town, and everybody was saying Kachi Asala Ish, and he was wearing all the clothes of the Melech. And this is the timing where we find by Mordechai that he's wearing Ruach HaKodesh. You want to know why? Because where everybody else is going, woo, wow, wow, look at Mordechai, it looks like the king, wow, wow, wow. Mordechai is saying this is all Hevel Shtus. This is not Big Day Malchus. Real Malchus is Ruach HaKodesh. Real Malchus is Ruach HaKodesh. Not to be metame that ruach. And although the Jewish people bowed down to Haman, because they felt that they were mamash tzubrachin, they were tzubrachin of people, Mordechai leikam v'leizah. He refused to believe that just because the Jewish people, that they were in such a broken matzav, that there should be any paskam Yisrael whatsoever. The Ribbono Shel Olam is still with Klal Yisrael, and still chelek elokam yimal. And if a Jew is not metame that, it's not befitting for a chelik alakam imal to bow down to somebody like a Haman. There's a letter which was quoted by the Rambam that he had a shiloh which was sent to him. About Tchias Amesim in HaTorah, and they sent a question about Darshan and Gitbo Eifin Acher. And so the Rambam didn't want to answer their question because he felt smacks of Apikorsis, so he sent it to his Talmud of Shmuel Ibn Tibai that he should answer. And the Likud of his answer was as follows. What a person eats becomes dam, which goes to the kaved and to the lev. And it's mezachich that dam, and it goes to the heart and to the mind. The sham shayra hasech of the chiyah shal adam. So the person who is shomer himself to eat only machalos mutaros, he has a lev tahar, lahasig amitas hachiyah shalakos shakot olamas machayas kulam. And if a person is shomer his atzmo biyoyser, he is makadish achilaso apidarchi hashem asarasai, then all of his Ramachi Varim become Niskadish. and he's zeichet to a ruach hakodesh. Masha inkin, if a person, if he's metame himself machalos asuras, he's metame his ruach hakodesh. And the Rambam wrote back to them, this is what he felt that they should be written back. He says that these people, that they asked us questions about apikorsis, it's because they metantim their hearts with machalos asuras atmeim. And that's why they're noted to minus and apikorsis. And they can't receive the words of Chazal to be mamim in the words of Chazal because the metame the ruach hakodesh. That's what the Rambam wrote back. Many times we judge people that they're lacking in emunah, but we fail to realize that it's because we make poor choices in how we eat and what we eat. When we're metame the ruach hakodesh, we're metamting the lev, and then we have a hard time being mamim in things which we should be mamim. We fail to see the shayrish of where the pagamim come from. That the Rambam saw with his Ruach HaKodesh. And so Esther, that she made Mesiras Nefeshes and what came into her mouth, what came out of her mouth, despite the difficult matzah. And it behooves us to ask the question. I hardly ever speak about such things. But we live in a generation where it's so easy to eat Chalav Yisrael. We should be relying on things like Heterim for company Chalav. Does the chocolate in the milk taste really much better than the Chalav Yisrael does? There's so many poskim. Of course, they're poskim to rely on Pichadosh and Ramosha. The Ramosha himself says that if a person can easily find it, he should spend the extra dollar or two. We're talking about being metahir, a ruach hakodesh here. We're talking about, is a person going to have more emuna or less emuna? Would a person not invest in such things? Is that a worthwhile investment? Pass Yisrael if you can. It seems like these are trivial things. But the more premise that a person goes into how what we eat affects ourselves, not just health-wise, we know that. We know the choices which we make in terms of what we eat, how it affects us, how we think, how we feel. In Ruchnis, it's also that case. Kedam wa nefesh. Be it as it may, Hashem Tov also writes, this is that a person is zeiche, can't read everything inside. A person is zeiche to be a Baruch HaKodesh when he realizes and he understands that everything in this world is really the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called the Ruach HaKodesh. And he quotes the Pasuk, V'anoichi hasa asir panim mikem. That if a person is able to see through the sheker of this world and to know and to realize that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam, that he activates his neshama. That's really the mahus of the neshama. The neshama's mahus, that it goes around knowing that there's nothing else which there is other than Ribbono Shel Olam. That shows that the more that a person realizes that, the more that it shows that he's an ish neshama. And of course, Chazal say, Esther min hatar minayim. The Gemara says, V'anaychi haster aser panu mikem. That means that Esther was a person that despite the haster aster which she lived in, she didn't lose sight of the anarchy. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam throughout this whole thing. And Svar Makdashim tell us that before she went into Achashverosh, she was mechazik herself. That I'm not going in to speak to Melech Achashverosh, I'm going in to speak to the Melech Malchei Malchim. And every word which she uttered in the presence of Achashverosh, she was speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And Chazal see that she had to go through big nisyonos to get to that. She had to walk through the Beis Hatzlamim, and that Ruach HaKodesh which she had on her, that it left her, and she said, Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani, and it came back to her, that she was tested in this Nekuda, that how much, to what degree, will she be Maimin? In the Anaychi Haser Asapana Mikem, and when she passed through that bridge, when she crossed over, she activated that Nekuda of Ruach HaKodesh. That's why at that moment, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. Because what Ruach HaKodesh means is that even when you stand in front of a king, Melech Basav Adam, you know you're standing in front of the Baruch Shalom. That's her name, Vanochi Asa Asapan, and that's her remez right there. That's the Nekud of Ruach HaKodesh. That's what David HaMelech says, Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha of Ruach Kodesh HaTikach Mimeni. If I understand Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha, that wherever I go, I'm standing in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom, then Mimeil of Ruach Kodesh HaTikach Mimeni. That really goes back to the words of the Arizal we began with. When you think about what a bracha is. A bracha is an opportunity to take a moment and to recognize that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. To be in the presence of Hashem. That's what Chazal say, that the reason why we have so many brachas is that we should be reminded constantly throughout the day that we're standing in the presence of Hashem. In the presence of Hashem. That we were able to say for a moment, Boruch Ata. We're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means, a bracha bekavana. That's what it means, a bracha besimcha. What greater simcha is it to know that you're always in the presence of the King who loves you, that He gives you a piece of who He is. A person can make a bracha besimcha bekavana, like a kavana like that, then he's essentially about Ruach Kodesh. Then he understands Vanechi has to ask upon him again. And this is the Madriga of Mordechai and Esther, that they lived in a tkufa where everybody fell into the disguise of the Aster Aster. Very few people were able to see that Anoichi. But they were able to. That's what we find is an Indian of Brachas by Mordechai and Esther. We say Baruch Mordechai. Brucha Esther, which means that they had a kesher to the Indian of Brachos. What a bracha represents. In fact, there's a parish called Megillas Eliyahu who says, Vayihi Amen es Hadasa, that he raised Hadasa to say Amen to all of his brachos. Vayihi Amen es Hadasa. Chazal said, Gadol ha'ayna Amen yosim ena mevarech. And Amen, of course, is from the word Emuna. Emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Emuna in the presence of Hashem that He fills the world. And it's really that if a person chooses the way of Emuna, then in the times of the Beis Hamikdash you had to climb Madrigas to become a Baruch HaKodesh. But nowadays, if you take Emuna, you can be Zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Gemara says about Haman. Hedyot kofetz barosh. Which means to say that there's something about Purim, or something about the Gili of Purim, which happened in the times after the Beis Hamikdash, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to teach us that even though you don't have a Beis Hamikdash and you don't have Madrigas to climb anymore, that's because I want you to turn to within yourselves and to the Emunah which you have and the Neshama which I've given you. And if you do that, you can find everything there. You don't have to climb the ladders to Ruach HaKodesh. You're essentially about Ruach HaKodesh. That's called Hedyot Koifetz Perosh. You may be a Hedyot. Like Eliyahu Navi teaches us. And the Nes was through the hands of Eliyahu Navi. He's Charvono. That a person is essentially has all the Madrigas he's looking for. If he's a shalom in his emunah, he understands what a bracha means, what elmein means. The bunim, the Gemara says, "Alma lebehilula damya," but this world is like a chasna. The Bunim says, "Kemisha heichin kol tzerechei hanisuin." It's like a person who prepares the entire chasana. Of course, he spends a lot of money, and he comes to the chasana. V'shachach liknais tabas kiddushin. He forgets to buy the ring. Nimshak kol ha'chanas v'igios haraba asher ama v'loyel alamapach nefesh. Turns out that everything which he spent, all the money which he spent, is for nothing. Because he forgot the ring. If there's no ring, there's no kiddushin. So everybody came for a big party. And everybody's going to walk home disappointed. Because if there's no tabas, there's nothing. This is a person in this world. That he works very hard. And forgets to be mekadosh himself. At the end of the day, he regrets everything. What he means to say is that there are many fine Yidden, Tamid Chachamim, Mamish, B'nai Torah. People with big madrigas. Yet at the end of the day, they came, and they came to this chasna called this world, and they danced, and it was gewaltig, and it was geschmack, but there was no kiddushin, there was no tabas, there was no kiddusha. But there's no kiddushin to you. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wants is that his children should be kadosh. That says, by Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, he also told us, it's anshe kodesh tihiyuni. Don't forget what this Torah is all about, that Hashem wants heilige yidin. Wants that the Torah should make a person kadosh. But the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't make bracha tchila. But they didn't say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisavit tzivanu, lasik b'divei Torah. But they forgot the connection between divei Torah and asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisav. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That the point of the Beis HaMikdash was to be Makadish B'nei Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash became something other than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's not a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Where's the Kedusha of my people? But Mordechai and Esther, they believed in their essential Kedusha, like the Rishonim says, that a Ruach HaKodesh is somebody that is not metame his Ruach. That in itself is a Ruach HaKodesh. Forget about Madrig as a Ruach HaKodesh, to be essentially about Ruach HaKodesh. That every Jew is. I thought the Sefer Derech Chaim is that the Ari HaKodesh tells us that Achashverosh and Haman to a nemesis of Bnei Yisrael, that Haman was hung on an eight. The Ari says that the eight is the letter Kuf. And we know that Achashverosh, that Haman, excuse me, Esther was protected from Achashverosh, like we said before, that she took a shin dalid, and in her place, she was able to be free from the tumah of Achashverosh. So I think it's interesting that if you take this letter Kuf, which is what was HaKla Yisrael rid themselves of Haman, and you take the Dalit and Shin, the Shin Dalit, which is how she freed herself from Achashverosh, together it spells Kodesh. Anyway, Stam, the letter Kuf, always represents Kedusha. But Haman was hung on the Kuf. That they took their Kedusha, and that's how they were able to get rid of the Haman and Achashverosh. The Suda. You know, the many parts of the Day of Purim. Begins with Kriyas HaMegillah, Atanas Levyanim, Mishlach Manos. And the end is always the Tachlis, and the end is the Suda Purim. When you come to the Suda Purim and you sit by that Suda, for many people, it's like the Behilula that the Torah Simcha that the Rav Bunim is talking about. That the entire day of Purim is a Behilula. It's mamish one big chasana. It's such a gevaldika simcha. Kimu v'kibla ha'yehudim mamish. It's mamish. It's like renewing your vows with the Rabbanu Shalom Kivyachal. When you come to that, you come to the Suda, and you come to the Tachlis. You come to everything. And if a person is not mekadesh himself at the Suda, then he takes the entire day and he throws it in the garbage. Not mamish, but he's missing out on everything. When a Jew sits down after going through all the mitzvahs ayom, and he sits by that tish, and he takes the food in his hand, and he takes a yayin in his hand, and he makes a bracha v'kavana on that yayin, he sits down to eat that lechem, and he makes a bracha v'kavana, that bracha which he makes should be mamish a Baruch Mordechai and a Brucha Esther. And therefore there's going to be people that when they drink that yayin, the mamash have gevaldik aliyahs, and there's going to be people that when they drink that yayin, they have big nefilas. It all depends on that bracha. How much of a vahana, anoichi haster astin that I chap today? You could be sitting mamash at the chasana. This is the chasana. And some people throughout the day of Purim, they were dancing away, or they were looking at the, they were interested in the band, or they were interested in what the chasana and kala are wearing. what type of a ring. But there is no ring. For these people, there's no ring. Didn't even show up that ring. Vayasar HaMelech has tamatay, that he took off that tabas and he gave it from Haman to Mordechai. That's what it has to be. But there are some people that they're looking at the tabas in the hands of Haman. And looking at that, you're looking at, oh, how many carats of gold is it? Getting caught up in all the chitzonius. They're getting caught up in the chitzonius of that Mordechai is wearing a teres zahav and tcheles and boots for Agamon. And they're forgetting about the fact that that's all hevel. It's all about the Ruach HaKodesh that Mordechai is wearing. Vatilbash Esther Malchus. What type of a Malchus is this? Because I want you to know this is the pinimis of Malchus. She didn't put on her best clothes to come in front of Achashverosh. She should be the most attractive. She put on Ruach HaKodesh. She was mechazik himself, vanechi haster aster ponim ikam. And if a person is zeichet to be mekadesh himself throughout the day, and by the suda of Purim, and he doesn't lose sight of that tabas, the kedusha, and he's zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh, but to a real Ruach HaKodesh. The Baal Shem Tov also says that the real madriga of Ruach HaKodesh is that a person that he feels inside of himself that the words are coming out of his mouth and he doesn't even know why they're coming out of his mouth. But this is the real madriga of davening, learning, that the words themselves, that they carry such a life of their own. That's also a type of Ruach HaKodesh. For Baal Madriga, that's a Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what it means that a person is chayv and ishtabusum yadu lo yada bin or hamar och mordechai. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that a person should be in such a state that he should say Baruch Haman. The secret of Baruch Haman. Doesn't mean to say that a person, he drinks a little bit and he gets a little tipsy and he makes a mistake and he says Baruch Haman. It means that he becomes a Baal Madriga of Ruach HaKadosh. That he says Baruch Haman, that he feels the weight of his words when he says Baruch Haman. That's called the nitzitz of Ruach HaKodesh, he's zeichet to at the Suda. But at the Suda, at the place where he's making brachos, at that place of the Suda, that is Makadish himself, with kosher fu, is machalos mutaros, and is Makadish himself, Kadish asuch abamutalach, and how he eats. That's where he finds the Ruach HaKodesh of the day. Not at the time of the Kriyas of Megillah. Not when he's giving matanas or mishloach manas at the Suda. There's that real nitzus of Baruch Haman, which is a nitzus of Ruach HaKodesh Mamish. With this we can understand the following ma'isa. It's Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov. That he once went to the city of Sabranitz. Sabranitz. To the bathhouses there for a fua. And he traveled through the city of Ungvar. He wanted to visit the tzaddik, the Imre Esh. When he came in to the Imre Esh, he was mechabed of Tzvi Hirsch with tremendous kavod, and he showed him tremendous chavivos. And he brought him into his private cheder. And they spoke and they said to him, the Me'ish said to the Rimanover, and he said to him, Rimanover Rebbe, they say about you that you're Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Aye, but doesn't the Gemara say, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Pascha Ruach HaKodesh Misra? So Tzvi Hirsch said back, Pele Aleichem Rab Mungvar. He says, Pele Aleichem. I don't understand you. It's Mamash Pele to me. Were the eyes of man and the ears of man created to see and to hear Gashmias? These ears and these eyes were created to hear and to see heavenly things. The chol zeh loy nikra ruach hakodesh. Because of our chataim and the chait of Adam Harishon, nizgashen meliroys for the shema bruchnis. That's why we don't see and hear the things we're supposed to. But if a person would purify his neshama, sanctify his ears and his eyes, azroya maris elikim shmei kruzin deleil. then he would see and to hear these things, and he would be the Baruch Kodesh. It concludes and it says, you're right. You had a lot of hanoah from that answer. This is exactly what he's saying. It's not a stira. Every Jew is essentially about Ruach Kodesh. We have chatoim. Like the Rishoner says, what's a Ruach Kodesh? He's not metame the Ruach Kodesh that Hashem has given him. Essentially, a Jew is supposed to see and to hear these things. He's not a Bam Madriga, he's a Jew. That's the difference, and that's the Toelis of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the Aliyah which comes from that Yerida. That emunah, that through that emunah in ourselves, we can bring out the so many gifts which we have of being a piece of Hashem. Not to be searching for Madrigas of these things. Just be searching for Elokus inside myself, to know who I am, to want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and all these things come along. Other life is a joke. It's a joke to think that we could reach these madrigas if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But that Amuna, that's the Toelos of this Galus. And at the time of Mordechai and Esther, they were the only ones who believed in that. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are more and more. That's going to be the Ozim Ali Sechek Pinu La'asalava, that everything which we were looking for, we already had. That's a joke. Going to be very humorous. So Mordechai and Esther, that they are our rabbis and our rabbanit in this inyan, Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Esther, what it means of bracha, what it means vanechi Esther, Esther panai, vatilbash Esther malchus, that the malchus of Mordechai atzadik, that the more that a Jew knows, the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. Essentially, he's a piece of Hashem. And everything which he's looking for is already within himself. We should be zecher that in this poem, to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, b'shleimus, to go from one mitzvah to the next, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and to take madrigas of emuna and the Ribbono Shel Olam ourselves along that path, and to be zecher to be megalad that nekuda b'shleimus, to ultimately see the true relation of the Ruach HaKodesh, of who we truly are, the coming of Mashiach, tzidkenu amir v'meinu amen.